This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, 16 minutes past 8. Good morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Let's go into the conversation for the morning. If you are on Facebook already, you must have gotten a hint what the discussion is centered on. If you aren't on Facebook, then do well to get on Facebook and follow us. Nigeria Info 92.3PH. Like the page and drop your comments on our posts. The question there is very simple. Do you think that the executive arm of government presenting the budget and also recognizing Edison Ehie as Speaker of the State House Assembly signals an end to the political crisis? For some people, the steps taken so far is one that is focused on development and signaling, well, this is over with. What's your thoughts about it? Some people think it's just the beginning. It's only going to make matters worse. Well, share your opinion with us. We'll also be discussing the budget presentation, as we saw, an undisclosed location with Edison here as speaker in that particular session, and other members that are loyal to his leadership in an undisclosed venue where the governor presented the budget. And also, the seats of 27 lawmakers were declared vacant by Edison here as well. And if you follow the update, reports that came in this morning said two of those 27 have returned to the PDP, and their names are quite I'm trying to get the names of those two people, please, so that I'll just let it out for all of us. Okay, the two lawmakers who have returned and apologized to the governor are Tonye Adoki, a member representing Port Harcourt Constituency 2, and Linda Somiari Stewart, representing Okrika Constituency, the State House. So both these lawmakers' reports coming in from the Commissioner for Information in the State, Joe Johnson, says they have returned to the PDP. And he also hinted that others are trying to find their way back. Well, the coming days has a lot in store. We're supposed to have the Commissioner for Information with us on the show this morning. We've been trying to establish contacts with him, but he's not been taking his calls. I'm pretty sure maybe he is occupied at the moment, but the arrangement was to have him on the show this morning for a couple of minutes. We'll keep trying. As soon as we establish that contact, we'll hear from the Commissioner of Information directly. In the meantime, let me bring you up to speed on what the development has been. So, the seats have been declared vacant. Defected lawmakers, because of their defection, that step was taken. Now, does this move hold water? That's a whole different conversation. But what is even more interesting is that the governor, Governor Simnalaye Fubara, presented the 2024 budget during that sitting in an undisclosed location. And in that presentation, the governor reassured Rivers people of his commitment to the overall development of the state. And that is something that a lot of people found really interesting. Let's hear from the governor before we say more.
We thank our dear President, His Excellency Bola Ahmed Tinubu, for his special interest in the peace and progress of Rivers State. We're also grateful to the good people of Rivers State. We assure you that we will never take your trust and confidence for granted. Our spirit is high as we remain focused on delivering on our mandate. Under our watch, no part of the state will be neglected in our development agenda. No one will be left behind in the distribution of resources and opportunity.
No one would be left behind. Now, another interesting thing that happened was the demolition of the assembly complex. As a video I'd like us to listen to, let me see if I can get that audio out. So I just play it for you. The quality might not be as good as we would want because I'm attempting to play from my phone. I'll just try and get that out. Come on. Okay, as soon as I get it, I'll play it. As soon as I get it, I'll play it for you to listen. Where the former governor of Rivers State, now minister, hinted the possibilities of renovating the assembly and even talking about the assembly roof leaking. And we had a lot of people who called this morning also saying the same thing. But a lawmaker this morning said different. He said something different about the situation of the state assembly, describing it as, if not the best, one of the best in the country. This lawmaker was one of the defected lawmakers, Enemi George. He also talked about what the Constitution says with regards to defection of lawmakers. So let me just put out that part about the Assembly, what he said following the demolition of the Assembly complex. He said the executive cannot choose where the Assembly will sit. Some people argue that the governor would approve. If anything, for instance, happens with the complex and members would need to sit elsewhere, it would also require approval of the executive. Is that correct? That's an argument for some people. I'm just putting out the facts. But let's listen to what he said about the assembly complex. And I would also play what the former governor had said about the assembly complex.
The House of Assembly is the people and not the building. Whenever the House reconvenes, the House will move a motion and decide on where that is convenient to use as our sitting ground. The Constitution is clear that the legislature is an independent arm of government. The executive cannot choose where the House of Assembly will sit unless in agreement with the legislature. And again, the House of Assembly can only sit when there's a quorum. As presently constituted, our quorum is 11 members. The House was adjourned and has to be reconvened before any decision will be taken. The River State House of Assembly building, before it was brought down today, is the best House of Assembly building in Nigeria. The finest and the best planned. The fire happened in the hallowed chambers of the House of Assembly. That's why we moved to another auditorium. So, if you want to demolish the official building, the house is the House of Assembly, you will give notices. The House has to approve. The executive cannot move in one day and demolish the House of Assembly without the approval of the House of Assembly, without letting us plan where do we move to. We have our halls, we sit, we have our offices, we have our staff.
All right, there you heard Enemi George. One important part from all of that would be he says the assembly is one of the best, if not the best, in the country. Well, this is what former Governor Yason Wike, now Minister of the FCT, said with regards to the assembly. This was in July 8, 2021, at the commissioning of Assembly Speaker's residence in Old Jari.
And today, because the legislature has the capacity to have technical experts in terms of buildings, and so it goes on the executive to provide a befitting accommodation for the legislature. Even the National Assembly, it is not the National Assembly that builds the legislative quarters or the office. It is the Federal Capital Development Authority, and which is a department of the Federal Capital Authority, which is a department of the executive. And most people may not understand that. They think because the legislature has the right to award contracts, they don't have the right to provide and build on their own. It's not so. It is the duty of the legislature to provide the funds, and when the funds are provided, it is a
We'll just pause with that. Let's take a very short commercial. We'll continue listening to the former governor when we return. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's now 29 minutes past 8. The conversation continues on the Morning Crossfire. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Join us on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. You can not only just listen, but you can watch, listen, and drop your comments real time. And we're asking you to tell us whether you think the crisis in this state, what happened yesterday, does it signal an end to the crisis? Clearly, the executive arm of government has recognized the faction of Edison here, and the budget was presented with him sitting as speaker over that meeting in an undisclosed venue. For many people, well, it's a step in the right direction. It signals development and perhaps even possible end to the political tussle that we are currently witnessing in this state. For others, it's just petrol to fire, and that would mean we should expect even more chaos politically. Well, where do you stand and what's your thoughts? On Facebook, let us know if you are watching or streaming from wherever you are in the world. On X, we're also streaming Nigeria Info PH. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Like I said, we are supposed to have the Commissioner for Information with us. I had a lengthy conversation with him yesterday. For whatever reason, it's been difficult to reach him. He's not been taking his calls, although he might be occupied because he had mentioned something of that nature as well, but had promised he was going to make time to be with us this morning. We'll keep trying. If it happens that he takes the call, then we'll hear from him directly. If he doesn't, well, we'd have to stick with the facts in front of us and get your reaction to them. Let me remind us that the commissioner had also said that the demolition of the state assembly was for the purposes of renovation. And I had played you some comments made by Enemi George, one of the defected lawmakers who joined the APC, and what his thoughts were about the assembly complex. And he had said the assembly complex is one of, if not the best, in the country. And we were in the middle of listening to what the former governor had said about the assembly complex and who built the assembly complex. And let's just continue with that one. Yeri's former governor, Yason Wike.
Of the legislature to provide the funds, and when the funds are provided, it is a department within the executive that provides the physical infrastructure for what the legislature is supposed to have. People mistake it that the legislature should award contract. Your business is not award contract. Your business is to make good laws for the executive to implement and for the judiciary to interpret. And that is what it's supposed to be. We were not part of the building of your offices and your chambers. You built that. You built it by yourself. And that's why today, it cannot stand the test of time. The legislature built the office, your chambers, you built it. And it's leaking everywhere. You built it. So when you come to tell me it's leaking, I say, who did the contract? Is it the executive? No. Who did it? The legislature. You are facing your own.
Right, so there you heard former governor of Rivers State, now minister of the FCT, saying, well, it wasn't the executive who built it, and that's why it was poorly in his, if we are going to interpret his position, it was poorly done, because he says it cannot stand the test of time, and that's why it's leaking. And when they have complained to him, at the time he was governor, he had said to them, well, it wasn't the executive, you did it, so go and sort out your problems. And we had many callers who also called in to say the same thing. Now, the question is, who's telling the truth and who is not? Because one of the lawmakers had said it's one of the best, if not the best, in the country. So this was former Governor Yason Wike speaking on July 8, 2021 at the commissioning of the Assembly Speaker's residence in OGRA. And that was where he made the comment. Now, why is this coming up? Because the Commissioner for Information, the statement put out for the demolition of the Assembly Complex was because of renovation purposes. Some other people think it's more political, but that is not what was said by the government on its reasons behind that action. Demolition was for renovation purposes. And I'd also asked the Commissioner for Information yesterday, what's the timeline for this? I was hoping he would give that response. Who is going to be the contractor that was going to handle the building of the assembly complex? That question is yet to be answered. Among many others, we hoped that we would get answers to, especially the budget. Is it going to be made public? Because in River State, the complaints about the budget not being accessible to the public has been a very critical question, and many have continued to worry about it. Are we going to see a difference this time? In fact, some are even questioning the legality of this budget implementation or presentation or approval, however you want to put it. But regardless, this is where we are, and it looks as though the executive arm of government in Rivers State has recognized a certain faction and leadership of the House. So what we can say now is, all right, this has been presented and approved. What happens next? Can we have access to the budget? What is in the budget? What does the budget intend to solve? How much money are we allocating, recurrent expenditure and capital expenditure and the rest of them? What exactly are the details? Hopefully, we get those answers as soon as possible from the government. In the meantime, I'll go to the phone lines and get your response. You heard the question that was asked. We need you to tell us what you think about the situation. The end of the crisis, or this could be just the beginning. Where do you stand? We'll keep trying to get in touch with the commissioner. As soon as we get a hold of him, we'll have him speak with us on the show this morning. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0003. We're quite aware that lots of segments, lots of sectors, I beg your pardon, in the state economy needs urgent attention, from education to agriculture. We had the governor visit the farm in Thai. And, well, what's the situation with that? How are we looking at revamping agriculture? How is that captured in the budget and represented in the budget? Education, health. I mean, the list goes on and on. What are the plans? And these are very critical questions, because for many Rivers people, activities in the state now, politically, is impacting negatively on the growth and development, and in fact bringing the dividends of democracy to the people who participated in an election for that purpose only. Ken is in the Bimini. Let's start with Ken then. Hello, Ken. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Welcome.
Andrew, you see, the surprising thing in this whole issue is that nobody knew or anticipated of this thing to happen. So the demolition of the House of Assembly, I believe that before now, according to the information since yesterday concerning that building, that it has been jotted down to be renovated, meaning that the fire that got that part of the building is, moreover, the most important thing that made the governor to decide on how to renovate, or I mean to demolish the building for a new one. Then, based on what the former governor had said, he said that for the roof or the building to be dilapidated somehow, that for the assembly to build it by themselves, which is not their position to do, rather than to only make the law for the people, that they should go ahead and renovate or take care of their building. So this is the right time for the governor, the president, the current governor, to make what he's supposed to do in order to make sure the building will be demolished and then beat on. Then the assembly member who claimed that that is the best, if not the highest in the country, what is he telling us now? I see that a comment or his statement as somebody who is regretting in his primitivity act in their position. Thank you very much. As you can, call us for movement.
Thank you. Eric from Thai. Eric, good morning.
Yeah, you hear me? Good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
Yes. I want to tell you that this is what I've been clamoring for, to hear. I have told, yes, if the governor is hearing me, I have told him time without number to give them assignment. Yesterday was a birthday gift. He gave them a reassignment. Reason to think, and that has made him better now. If you sit comfortably as the governor of River State, as the chief executive, the days ahead, we are hoping he will do better in the state. So he should keep what he's doing and keep watch. And if I were them, I would not admit those two lawmakers who have just shown a U-turn, because they might be messengers. And from the statement of the former governor, it means the House of Assembly was already defected. So it means the action of the governor yesterday is in the right direction. So every other thing they are doing is a damage control. I could hear that some other constituencies are trying to praise their lawmakers because their seats have been declared vacant. In short, they should go ahead and conduct fresh elections to fill those spaces. And you begin to see that those of them who are driving these cars they are driving is without memory. There are competent reverse indigents. who will see these places and you will see that there is development in the state. It's because of this Gulf of Adarism. That is why you see that River State is now at the laughing stock. Look at states that are less in Nigeria, that they are going higher. Can River State compete in Lagos as we speak right now? And where we are now, you will see that political graduates will be making unguided statements. What is the statement about the archive and all this and that? And you knew all these things. But you went and desecrated the Hallow Chamber. How did you think River State will receive this from you?
All right, Eric. Thank you very much, Eric. Thank you.
Go to where they belong.
Thank you. But I think it's also pertinent that we put bear in mind the processes that the House follows to elect speakers. And I was trying to also look at the Constitution and give you certain sections and clauses in the Constitution as regards to what forms a quorum. Speakership position is one that's elective and requires members of the House. It's just a lot of process. And that's where many people are looking at now politically and saying, okay, if we argue that these seats have been declared vacant, and that would mean that these people are no longer members of the assembly, 27 of them have gone, so we would work with the remaining numbers. There are also questions about who declared their seats vacant, because it will require the Speaker of the House at the time they were members of the House. So declare their seats vacant. So there's also that angle to look at. Bear in mind as well, there's also the angle of these people that said they have now defected. What their reasons constitutionally as well, again, it says it has to be because of issues in your party. Well, some of them, that and I think issues in the party would be a very ambiguous thing, because unless there is a clear definition of what the issue would have to be before you can defect, otherwise, it's very ambiguous. And you and I would agree that building up to the elections, during the elections, there was a lot of disunity between the PDP in River State and the PDP at the national level. We can't deny that fact. Whether those matters were resolved after the election, well, we can't know. I've also been trying to get in touch with the spokesperson of the PDP, Sidney Gbara, who is a very good friend of the show. But for some reasons, he's not been taking his calls. If he can hear me or you know him, please. We need information about this and what's happening in the PDP in River State. Is the PDP one? Are there issues? Are they divided? Ida is in Inkoro. Good morning.
Yeah, Andrew Femi, good morning.
Yes, welcome.
A member of PDP in River State, we are one. Andrew Femi, if you go to House of Assembly, the rain is falling. You can't stand there. You weep. My brother, they built a place how many years ago. So we need renovation. Somebody coming out to tell me that is the best thing. So please, that is the best thing. We want to build best. They say all things are passing, everything become new. One pass, new one. It's a new government. The man come out, I want to renovate the place, I want to scatter everything and build the place so that our assembly members can be able to sit comfortable. Now that when somebody wants to come and visit, they use umbrella when rain is falling inside. You're sitting with them, you're using umbrella inside the office. It's bad now. Go to secretariat and water is running in secretariat. Who did it? Is this going to the governor of River State? The man wants to work for people. And those two other assembly members who defected back, I want to thank them. They should come. They are good people. They are one. Everybody should come.
All right, Ida, thank you very much.
The budget. Thank you. God bless you.
My question, even with the assembly that has, we've heard the former governor say it's been leaking. We've heard many callers and everybody say, oh, the roofs have been leaking. My question is, money is allocated for maintenance over the years. What have they been doing with it? Because now it's strange. If really it's been leaking, I've not been there when it rains, so I wouldn't know. Because I've not been there when it rains. I've only heard people say that when it rains, the roofs would leak. I've not been there when it rained, so I wouldn't know. But my question is, if this is true, if we're going to go by what everybody is saying, including the former governor, saying that this is what the situation is, and they've even been complaining to him at the time, are there no monies that are allocated for the maintenance and our daily running of activities? Because I know there are workers at the assembly. What is happening? Is it, and then the lawmakers who sit there every single day, is it that they don't know or they didn't know and then did not do something about it? Lugard, let's get to Lugard. Lugard is in the chair. Good morning. Okay, Mufasa next from D-Line. Mufasa, good morning.
Yeah, hi, Andrew. Good morning.
Welcome.
Yes, I want to say that whether the place is even eating or not, which of course is an unfortunate thing, we were told by the commissioner that professionals were called in to come and evaluate the place. It was stated that the building has failed a structural integrity test, and the state government has deemed it necessary to ensure that that place is fit and suitable enough for people to see them and do the executive business. For me, that is not even out of place. Whether the place is one of the best or not, it cannot be one of the best forever. Let us be rational and reasonable for once. It's not about politics or anything. If the government is interested in making that place be fitting for lawmakers to do their business, I think we should applaud the government. And lastly, you see, before the law, before the eyes of the law, Right Honorable Edison Eye is the speaker. So it's not even the government or the governor, rather, that are choosing to say this is the person I want to recognize. There is a specific court order that has said that the Martin Anole faction should desist from Parisian both as speaker for, you know, and lawmakers for now. Now, following the dissension, it can even take things working for them. So let's appreciate the law and respect the law. If you listen to Femi Falana SAS yesterday, he stated some of these facts. It is a complete legal matter. It is not a matter of you choosing where to belong or not. Before the eyes of the law, Right Honorable Edison AA is the Speaker of the House of Assembly, and not until an order, you know, that comes from a court of superior jurisdiction vacates that judgment. That is what it is for now. That is the law, my brother.
All right, let's go to Muriel from Okrika. Muriel, good morning.
Ifeomi, good morning.
Welcome, Muriel. Good morning to you.
It's you, is that Okrika woman? Look, Ifeomi, declaring the seat of this lawmaker's assistant was one of the best things that I heard yesterday. And the lawmakers, if you look at them this time around, the lawmakers this time around, they are advanced. And you just sit down and a person, you don't know if the person is giving you these directives, if the person is drunk or not. You just accept that they say, defect, defect, defect. All of you defect. They don't know that that singular action, they shot themselves in the foot. In fact, they just made everything smooth for the governor. You ask whether this will resolve, if the right service to resolve the crisis. I said absolutely yes, they fear me. The lawmakers have shot themselves in the foot and there is nothing they can do. Look, even the two that have returned now, I think they should, for me, they wouldn't have even accepted them. For those that are trying to come back, sorry for them. They should just be there. They are sitting vacant. They are no longer members of parliament. They are just ordinary citizens right now. If they want to go further into politics, if they want to become anything in this state, they should go ahead and run fresh, go and test, go to their districts and begin to campaign afresh on their new status. So there is nothing they can do. It is what the lawmakers did. It's in ambit, it's directly within the ambit of the law, and they are right. So we can say now can go on swiftly, move on. The governor now has a clear and clear standing, working with these four or six members now. It is okay, whatever they do now, whatever law they bring and come up with, whatever things they do now, they are right on the right
standing,
on the right footing.
Thank you, Muriel, for your contribution. Thank you very much. The numbers again to call are 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0003. Temple from Rumomasi. Temple, good morning.
Good morning. The very distinguished.
All right, go on, Temple.
Andrew.
Go ahead.
God bless you this morning. The very distinguished Femi Andrew. In as much as I'm concerned, like the former governor said, I think if he had enough time, he would have been the person doing what our governor now, Governor Simi, is doing. But I don't know why some persons will allow politics to kill human conscience. I don't know what would be the interest. But the last time I checked, if you enter into that place, it's indeed a very horrible one. Imagine you enter into a House of Assembly complex. You see basins and buckets being put down to wage you in. When it falls, it is indeed a very sad one. For me,
It is for their interest to. I even pity them that are playing politics with their life, because not be me go there when the thing will fall for the head, probably the roof. But if you look at the budget, at the competent court of jurisdiction have, you know, recognized this in a year's you know, leadership. And the governor presenting the budget is the best thing that have happened to River State. For me, it is for our interest. These guys, if Grata Majek are receiving their salary, but if development is being put on a halt, it will affect all of us. Let's be able to say the truth for once. I don't know who we want to impress, but let's say the truth for once. For the interest of River State people and for the development of River State. Look at when the governor was giving the intro yesterday, the kind of budgetary allocation for the pensioners who are giving their 35 years of service. But you look at it, they are coming passing through the eye of a needle for them to get their benefit. It's indeed a welcome.
All right, Temple, thank you. Robin in Ichie, let's go to Robin quickly and take some messages. Robin, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, my brother.
Welcome. Yes.
Yes. Popularly, he said that the day a great man is born in one village, another great man is born in another village. This year, I have said it on record. When this thing started, we were told his father and son. And I told the world, those who care to listen, that if father and son take their fight to the market square or the village square, it's no longer father and son fight. It becomes community fight. That's where we find ourselves. On the issue of the legality, everything I hear the speaker, it's not contestable. Whether I like him, I do not like him. That is the position. It's not in the place like the soundbite he played. If my governor was to do it, it has been done now. The slogan that this government came into government is consolidation. But my worry is that consolidate on those things that are good and don't consolidate on those things that are bad. So the speed with which they are going to innovate that place, let the governor too go to that Igboeche road by Eleme Junction to Igboeche, that place they have kidnapped and killed people, raped women. Let him go there. Only 10 million can solve that problem there. Let him do that thing there. Good morning. I remain the farmer.
All right, Robin, thank you. On Facebook, court recognizing Edison A here as new speaker of the State House of Assembly is in the right direction. Because 25 lawmakers defected from PDP to APC. Irewole Damilola says the budget presentation by the governor to the speaker, Edison Eye, is very constitutional and a good development. David Bobby Dokubo-Hosfo also said by law, 27 or 25 lawmakers cease becoming lawmakers after vacating their seats because the victory belongs to the party and not the individual. Ajiri Prosper Yubo says, I think this is the beginning of crisis in River State. It will be better for the federal government to intervene now. There's plenty of messages. We can still go on and on. Rex Nwankwo says, it's nullity. Legislative arm of government is completely independent and Edison Eye cannot produce evidence of its emergence as Speaker of the House. So it's largely a diverse view to all of this, but ultimately it would be where the various processes on either side, did they follow due process according to laid down laws laws and principles? I think that is what would determine all of this. But as it stands, you already have the River State Governor presenting his budget to the Edison Eye faction, where Edison Eye sat as Speaker of that particular meeting. Venue was undisclosed, but that is what it is right now. Sadly, we couldn't get the Commissioner for Information. He promised, but unfortunately, for one reason or the other, I guess he couldn't make it on the show. Hopefully, we'll have him some other time. Until that time, we wait to get further information from government. And most importantly, the budget. Would it be a public document for everyone to see? It has been the yearning of Rivers people to have access to the budget. And for a long time, they haven't. Would this time be different? My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Good morning.